I haven't heard from any U.S. companies any complaint about that. I mean, the reserves we have in Venezuela, the prices of oil. I mean, oil business is a very pragmatical business. So and everybody understands that with the level of prices and the expectations we have, we see for the future, and the profit companies are making, it's more than fair that we reestablish the royalty the way it was under the law. And so there is, I'm come from the oil business. I haven't heard any complaint from the U.S. companies. And what we have doing, we have been doing in some of the contracts that were service contracts, those contracts were very weak legally. And what we are proposing companies, and all of them agree on that, is to migrate to the new law. And instead of having a service contract, to have a joint agreement, I mean, to create a joint company with Venezuela, and where Venezuela will participate and the companies will participate, not as a contractors, but as a partners of Venezuela. And basically, most of the companies are very happy to do that.
It's just a matter of reorganization of
the Yes. And if there are, I would say people in the U.S. know exactly what royalty means. Royalty was invented in this country. And again, what we are doing is to have, we have a legal frame. And it's incredible because in Venezuela, the opening to foreign companies of the oil industry was done through paralegal procedures because the legislation in Venezuela before did not allow private participation. With a new law done by us and under the Chavez administration, we have opened the upstream activities up to 49% to private companies. Downstream activities are open up to 100% to foreign companies, or private companies, foreign or domestic. And gas, the free gas development, open up to 100%. So there is a very clear legal frame. And of course, in the legal frame, the levels of royalties and also the participation of privates.